Esmeralda, have you entered many contests over the years?
Yeah. What? I tend to, if they're easy enough.
Which ones have you, do you recall?
I mean, usually I get emails about, like, win a 2-day trip for a massage in Mexico and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sign you up to a bunch of different other places.
Okay, like an online thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you ever do the McDonald's Monopoly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've done that before.
And the Jewel Monopoly?
Yes. Yeah, when I was a more frequent shopper at the Jewels.
Yeah. You know, my dad works at the Jewels.
Would he just bring home rolls?
Because we grocery shop together. My parents and I go grocery shopping every couple of weeks. You know, we went like Monday morning we went. They get my dad plays the Monopoly thing. And so, you know, we have like all of our groceries and we each get like a ton of those Monopoly tickets. So I give them to my dad. So whatever I get, I just give them right to my dad.
Can he play?
Yeah. And there are different prizes for employees.
Oh,
my dad. This is just when I did my dad won a $200 gift card, a Jewel gift card. It's like, because I remember we went one morning and during this, you know, during the Monopoly campaign there, and we had a ton of groceries. I can't remember why, but both of us, my order was really big and their order was really big, and we ended up getting like a boatload of Monopoly pieces. And I said, you know, to my dad, as I was handing my stack to him, and I was like, you know what, man, you better win something. Look at all of these. You better win something. And two hours later, I get a text saying, hey, Nick, I won a $200 gift card for Jewel. And I'm like, well, there you go. Dan, what about you? Are you a contest guy at all?
No, you know, I can't remember the last contest I entered, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about here. What contests have you entered? Are you a contest person, quote unquote? I like contests and I enter them. And what were some of the great things that you've won? And I have these great stories that we found online on Reddit about the lifetime supply stories, like when like people winning lifetime supplies of stuff and how that turned out. But before we get off the topic of this Monopoly thing, McDonald's Monopoly, Dan, you pointed this story out to me. An ex-cop reportedly rigged McDonald's Monopoly game in a $24 million scheme. I didn't hear this story. Dan, you did, though, right?
Yeah, it's actually an older story, but it came out again over the weekend. There was some somebody did a follow-up piece on it.
A wild story about a network of criminals who were arrested on charges that had defrauded the McDonald's Monopoly promotion out of more than $24 million is making the rounds on the internet after Jeff Maish unearthed the full story in a Daily Beast article over the weekend. Story dates back to the 1990s when Jerry Jacobson, a former police officer, set up a scheme to sell off McDonald's Monopoly pieces to a web of mobsters, Mormons, and drug traffickers. There were Mormons? It launched in 1987, McDonald's Monopoly game is one of the fast food chain's longest-running marketing promotions. Customers collect the Monopoly game pieces and tokens attached to McDonald's packaging for a chance to win up to $1 million. In the 1980s, Jacobson reportedly took a job at a specialty printing company where he worked with one of its clients, Simon Marketing, on its $500 million McDonald's account. He went on to be hired by Simon Marketing, was responsible for overseeing the printing of McDonald's game pieces and transporting them from the production presses and the packaging factories. He was known for running a tight ship, the Daily Beast reported. He inspected workers' shoes to check if they weren't stealing McDonald's game pieces, says one former colleague. In 1989, Jacobs made his first slip, giving a game piece worth $25,000 to his brother. He later said he did it to see if I could do it, the Daily Beast reported, citing court documents. But it wasn't until 6 years later that things really broke down. In the 1995 prize drawing, when the computer randomly selected a factory located in Canada to receive the game pieces, executives at Simon Marketing told Jacobson to rerun the program until it chose an area in the United States, Jacobson said in the court documents. Jacobson reportedly decided it was time to cash in, considering the game already appeared to be rigged. This sparked a decade's worth of reports of fraud, as Jacobson was accused of handing out winning pieces to family members and a network of people that included mobsters, psychics, strip club owners, convicts, drug traffickers, and even a family of Mormons in exchange for a cut of the money. The Daily Beast reported this. His network won almost every prize for 12 years, the report says. In 2000, the scheme began to unravel after the FBI was sent an anonymous tip that the most recent $1 million winner was a fraud. It launched an investigation called Final Answer, tracking 20,000 phone calls and installing a wiretap on Jacobson's phone. In 2001, more than 50 people were convicted of mail fraud and conspiracy in connection with the Monopoly scheme. Jacobson was arrested, sentenced to 3 years in prison, and forced to pay back $12.5 million in restitution. The trial took place the day before 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S., which is why Mace wrote it was quickly forgotten by the media. That is incredible. That's incredible. You know, they could make a movie out of that. That's seriously.
Absolutely.
That's a movie. Wow. But I just love the what kind of a ragtag group of people are you giving this stuff to? Mobsters, psychics, strip club owners, convicts, drug traffickers, and a family of Mormons. See, this is a movie, man. I'm telling you. Let's write this one.
Well, I mean, with all the money we'll have left over for Bong Marine.
Yeah, Bong Marine is going to be a big hit. It's going to premiere at Cannes. At some point.
Man, I could watch Cheech and Chong walking down that red carpet.
Yeah, man.
In going France, barefoot nothing because like, they're protesting the high heel rule tool because, you know, they're men of the people.
That's right. Exactly. So, Monopoly, McDonald's Monopoly. That's, wow, that is a crazy $24 million scheme. So, people can cheat at contests to win. Or have some guy on the payroll. Or just be a Mormon. I don't understand that one at all.
I like to think that that was like his, like, he felt bad about everything. And so he like decided like, hey, these are nice people. I'm going to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that was the one that he gave to like kind of cleanse his soul,
right.
You know.
These other people are really sleazy. These
right.
Strip club owners and drug traffickers. Let me help out the Mormons.
Yeah. I did think of a contest that did enter. I don't know if you remember this. I forget how many years ago it was, but Esurance, the insure, you know, like, yeah. So, and John Krasinski is their voice. He does the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was after the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They bought the first commercial after the Super Bowl ended. And by doing so, saved $1 million, right? Because it was just outside of the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
It was, you know, they saved, you know, for the Super Bowl, I was $2.5 million. They spent $1.5 million.
Right.
And so if you did like a hashtag on your Twitter account, you got entered into the contest for the $1 million they saved.
Oh, okay.
And it was the first time that John Krasinski had ever appeared on screen.
Not just his voice.
So it was John Krasinski sitting next to the big pile of money and says, do this hashtag on your Twitter account and, you know, enter to win the prize. And so, like, I did it. I maybe posted three things on my Twitter account because we were forced to create one back in the old days by the old management. And so I'm like, why not? ? Hashtag whatever it was. And
yeah.
I did not win, obviously, because I still work here. But
Did it go to just one winner? The whole $1 million went to one person.
Yeah, because they just picked one random Twitter handle.
Right.
That's the only reason why I have a Twitter account.
Was for that contest?
For contests in general. Because you know when they're always like, tweet something and you get entered.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I have a Twitter account.
Wow. I have a Twitter account I don't use very often either. But you know what I used to use it on the most? Was the hashtag wars on at midnight.
That's the only
time I ever used it was to participate in hashtag wars. And I got, you know, and here's the other thing. I got some of my hashtags got liked by Hardwick, which I was very proud of. I was like, oh, all right. So, yeah, I don't really use Twitter every once in a while. The social media that I use the most is obviously Facebook. That's the one that I use the most. So, now, contests for me, I was a radio contest geek, Dan, as you know.
Yes.
I was a, you know, and they used to have the contests would be at 20 to the hour. It was always at the 10 mark. It was 20, 10, 10 to 10 after, 20 after. That was when they would have the contests on FM radio stations. And so I would, and I was lightning fast, but dialing. You know, we had a touchstone phone. And I won contests all the time. You know, like be this caller or be that caller. I would get on Captain Whammo's show. Captain Whammo and the Whammo Lion. Esmeralda, do you know Captain Whammo?
I do.
Yeah, he was legend. So I would call his show all the time and call the Whammo line, and Captain Whammo would be like, "Hey, man, call in and tell a joke. And the funniest joke will win Frampton tickets." So I'd call in, and I'd get on every time because I would get through. I don't know. I mean, because I would just listen constantly, and I knew exactly when to call in and when exactly they were going to do the promotions or the radio call-in contest. I knew it, and I was on top of it because I'm such a dork. But, I mean, I listened to the radio all the time. I listened to it all the time. And so I would call in, and I would have a joke. And I won like every week. And there was no, I don't know if there was a rule. You know, here was it 6 months you got to wait?
Yeah. Depending on the prize.
It's like at least 6 months before you can get back in here and win again. Well, I was winning every week. And I would call up and I would tell some of the jokes that my dad has probably told on this very show. And I'd win. He'd go, "You're funny, Nicky." Yeah. And I would win, you know, albums and stuff. But it was really funny. Some of the prizes were just like Captain Whammo clearing out his office. Because, you know, they used to send, back in the day, they would send albums, cutouts. You know, and the albums would always have, like, a corner cut off of them to show that they were cutoffs and cutouts. And some were just exclusively sent to radio stations. Well, I mean, they had boxes of these things. So sometimes I would win, and I would have to take, I would take the L down to I think he was on CFL at the time, maybe, or maybe MET. But I would go down to the office, and I would be really excited because I would think I was going to meet Captain Whammo or see Captain Whammo in the office. Captain Whammo's not there. So you go in, and they're like, and I was very excited. You know, I was like 10, 11 years old, and I'm like, "Hey, I won a contest. I told a funny joke on Captain Whammo's show, and now I get prizes. I get records and stuff." And they're like, "Yeah, hang on a second." And, you know, like the receptionist, like, walks away for 5 minutes, comes back with a box full of crappy albums, and goes, "Take 3 albums out of here." And I would sit in the lobby looking through these terrible, like, you never heard of any of these artists. They were records that were sent to the radio station, and they were all cutouts. They were all cutouts, so they didn't pay a dime for them. So I'm winning crappy records by artists that nobody in their minds have ever heard of, and I had to travel downtown on the L to get it.
And weren't you on the L one time?
I was on the L in front of the one that fell off the tracks at Lake and Wabash. I was on the L in front of it, coming back with albums, with terrible album prizes that I won. So I was I was on the L train in front. It was not funny because it was a terrible tragedy, but the L train in February of 77 that fell off the tracks at the corner of Lake and Wabash. I don't know if you guys remember that image. It's the famous image of the train just dangling from the tracks and people stuck inside. And I was on the train in front of it. And I was coming back from picking up my Captain Whammo gear. So, all right, we got a break here. When we come back, more contest talk. I want to hear from you guys. Are you contest geeks? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. 815 area code again. Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, babe. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about contests. You enter contests. Have you won a bunch of them? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. My dad has had some luck in the past with certain contests and things like that he's entered. Like I mentioned, he got the $200 gift card from the Jewels. And a lot of, like, you know, with the Jewel Monopoly thing, it's a lot of, like, buy one, get one free things. Or you can get, like, 50 cents off of this or, you know, a buck off of that. Which is still cool. You know, you save a little dough on your groceries. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, and so the radio contests were something that I did constantly. You know, Roy used to send me stuff all the time, too. I'd call up on Roy's show on Saturday mornings because I started reviewing movies on Roy's show officially in 1985. That was when I first started reviewing. In May of 1985 was the first time I started officially being a part of the radio station on Roy's show, as a part of Roy's show. But for years before that, I'd call in all the time. I'd call in all the time. Like I was like a regular dork caller on a Saturday show. And the reason why I loved Roy so much, besides him being, you know, one of the best men that's ever lived and one of the coolest guys in the world and a great broadcaster, was he was accessible. I was like way into movies. I've been a movie geek my whole life, and I would read movie reviews, you know, and Siskel and Ebert and all that stuff. But you couldn't like talk to them about movies, but Roy was accessible. You could take phone calls and stuff like that. And I it's one of these deals where like you can get I would call in and I would end up getting. I remember he sent me. I got a lot of Dan, the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Oh sure,
used to be called King Richard's Fair back in the day, and I guess Roy had an inexhaustible amount of tickets to King Richard's Fair because I won. I can't tell you the number of tickets that I won to King Richard's Fair. I want soundtracks and stuff from Roy. I remember I got this.
Wait. Don't blow over that. Did we attend? What did we do here? Did you dress up? Did you?
No, I didn't dress up. No,
didn't bring your fife and play along or something?
No. No. Here's the thing. I went to, the King Richard's Fair just a couple of times. I didn't. It's not my. That was not my scene.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was...
You didn't hit on any wenches or anything?
No, when I was young... Wenches. You're getting it confused now with that, the thing from Cable Guy, the show. What's the name of the restaurant? Medieval Times. That's where you got wenches.
I think wenches crosses over boundaries.
Does it?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, anyway, we would go. And as I got a little bit older, I'm like, this is just not my scene. And then when I started acting and hung out with people who actually acted in the summer, they were hired by Ren Faire and they would never drop character or have an English accent all the time. I was like, I hate Ren Faire people. I hate them. But I won soundtracks and all kinds of stuff from Roy. So Mary from Roselle says, Nick, you said you gave your dad your Monopoly pieces and he won. But you also said employees get different pieces than customers. So were you given employee pieces on accident? No, not on accident, because we all check out together. So all of the groceries are paid for by one person, and that's me. So so all of the pieces that we get were taken from the employee thing. So yeah, so that's why, you know. And there's an employee discount card that you can get. By the way, can I just say this? When I worked at Jewel, none of this stuff existed. Like I didn't get an employee discount when I worked at Jewel. My dad got a watch on his 10th anniversary. I got nothing. I got like a little pin that said, "Hey, nice job, jerk." But no, we check out together, and so it's under one bill. And that one bill that's why you only get the employee. We only got the employee one. So, I mean, I gave them, you know, my pieces. They were worthless to me because I'm not an employee, but I wasn't going to play anyway. So that I can understand why you guys were confused by that. But it's all one bill and it's all paid for by one person. So Jimbo says, when and what channel was Captain Whammo on? Well, he was on evenings, 6 to 10, I think he was 6 to 10. He was on MET. He was also on, I think he was on CFL. Yeah. And I think one other channel. But yeah, he was an evening guy. He was a 6 p.m. to 10 guy. So. Yeah! All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next. Two for Tuesday, everybody, continues. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday! Yeah. 312-981-7200. John requesting Canned Heat, Going Up the Country. That's a great song. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18 floors above a beautiful downtown Chicago. And we're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. A little bit later on, Esmeralda, are you ready for a little quiz Dan is going to give us on TV theme songs?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, man, it's going to be exciting.
All I've been doing is watching TV.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Just in preparation, you know.
Dan, where did you find that quiz?
Once again, Sporkle via Mental Floss.
Ah, okay. There you go. So we'll have that. We'll do that a little bit later on. Right now, though, we're talking about contests. Are you a contest person? Do you enter a lot of contests? Have you won some stuff? What are some of the cool things that you've won? What are some of the big, what's the biggest prize you've ever won? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Maybe you've been on a game show. There's another way of talking about some of the big prizes. You know, Brian Noonan's been on a couple of game shows, right?
Yes.
He was on Greed, I think, right?
It's Greed.
Yeah, Greed. That's Woolery, right? Chuck Woolery was the host of Greed. And I think he won a significant amount of money. I think Brian Noonan won a significant amount of money. By the way, you can ask him all about it when he fills in for me next week.
I'm going to have to hit him up for a couple dollars.
That's right, man. Yeah.
Be like, maybe you should buy dinner, Brian Noonan. Noonan.
If we're going to have some food during the show, guess who's paying for it? Okay. So, yeah, Brian Noonan is going to be filling in for me next week. I am taking the week off next week after the craziness of Flashback Weekend, because it's a crazy weekend, and I always want to take a few days off after that. So Brian Noonan will be here next week.
Hey, do scratch-off tickets count?
Sure.
I think I won $100 once.
On a scratch-off ticket?
Yeah, on one of the crossword.
Oh, the crossword one, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a gambling guy, and I don't play the lottery. But every once in a while, if the scratch off, whatever the promotion is, if it appeals to me, I'll get it.
Yeah, I have a rule. Mm-hmm. They can't be. I think the ones I've maybe spent $10. It's like woo, big money.
Yeah,
but usually it'll be $3, $5. And they have to entertain me. So I always get the crossword ones.
Yeah, mine are the ones that are they're only around for a little while.
Oh. Okay.
Like, for instance, like Blackhawks. Like during hockey season, you know, every once in a while the Illinois Lottery does Blackhawks scratch-offs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always want to get my favorite player.
Because
you get a different player. Each ticket has a different player. So I did that. They had Walking Dead scratch offs at one time. So I did that.
Fun.
So some of them, it's like those kind of promotions or those kind of gimmicks are the ones. Like right now, they got the Willy Wonka ones. I think. Like you have to find a golden ticket. You have to scratch off and see if you can find a golden ticket.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they do something, you know, aside from just scratch this off.
Right.
And see if you match the bells or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Like, I need something to keep me entertained for at least 10 minutes.
The crossword one is that's the way to go.
Yeah, that's the bingo.
The bingo, right? At least you're playing a little bit of a game.
Right. Yeah. Although I kind of wish you had to guess the crossword.
Yeah.
So you had the clues and they would give you the because I don't know, they'd be a little more fun.
Yeah. Those would be really, that would be a lot on the other side there, on the Illinois Lottery side, that would be a lot of work to put together.
Well, I just hire a crossword person.
Yeah, Will Schutz. He can. Yeah. He can.
You kidding me? They do a cross promotion.
Yeah. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you've ever won anything in a contest. Now, I love the whole lifetime supply thing. Where people, you know, they go on game shows and like for instance, there was always like, there was this show called I'm Dying Up Here, which is a show about stand up comedy in the 70s, and it's on Showtime.
Yeah.
Well, these two broke comics move out to L.A. and they move into the closet of somebody's house, so all they want to do is comedy and they're not getting paid, obviously, and so they go on a game show, and they because they can't afford food. You know, because they're like, because they don't have any money. All they want to do is comedy, and it doesn't pay. So they can't afford food. And they go on a game show, and they end up, one of the guys ends up winning a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni. So for the rest of the show, all they eat is Rice-A-Roni. There's like boxes and boxes of Rice-A-Roni all over the place.
Is it at least different flavors?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't remember. But that's always one of my favorites is the lifetime supply thing. And some of these lifetime supply contests of what it's really like when they've won a lifetime supply. Listen to some of these, Esmeralda. Let's see. Someone, these were from Reddit. She didn't win it per se, but my mother-in-law has free broadband for life. The company needed to run a line through her garden. She says, sure, but I want free internet forever, and she hasn't paid a cent in 2 years, and the disruption to the back garden was minimal and easily fixed.
Oh, my God. The money I would save.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you can run your cable through here, but I want free internet for life, forever.
See, that's good. I would never have thought to do that.
Yeah.
I never think, you know, let me try to get something, or let me get him to give me something for this.
312-981-7200. How about this one? We had to write a one-page essay on anything 1 year in class, and my friend wrote about how he loved paprika to mess with the teacher. She mailed it to some spice company, and they now send him a jar of paprika a month, and he hates it. He's a kid trying to mess with the teacher, and he ends up getting a jar of paprika sent to him every month. Jeez. Let's go to the phones. We got people who are calling in contest time here. No, we're not giving anything away. We want to hear what you guys have gotten and what contest you've entered. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Hey. Nick, good to talk to you again. Thanks. It's been a while, but I am kind of a radio contest junkie, too. And I had won tickets, I think, to Northwestern on your show, I think twice. But then one morning, I was happened to listen to the radio, and they had a phrase that pays. And later on at night, I happened to be the correct caller for that phrase that pays, and I won a Lou Malnati's pizza. And I thought that was pretty cool, but what ended up happening was they took all the winners over like a month or something like that.
Yep.
And they ended up drawing my name, and I won a television, like a real kick, nice television.
Yeah.
That I still use to this day, and that was 15 years ago, I think.
Yeah, no, you know, sometimes when they have promotions here at the station, they will, if you've won a smaller prize, that will get you thrown into a bigger prize. And there you go. You won some Lou Malnati's pizza, and you won a TV. That's good, man. Good for you, Mark.
Yeah, it was thrilling because I had no idea that was even possible to win a television. So when I got a phone call asking if I'd like to be on the air, I was kind of suspicious, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
It was cool.
That's cool, man. All right, Mark. Take care, man.
All right. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's try this. Here's Gary on WGN. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, listen, I entered a contest. It was on a radio in Chicago, and I won 1,000 pounds of bacon.
You won 1,000 pounds of bacon.
And actually, what happened was they didn't, whoever was in charge, they didn't give me the bacon, and I ended up getting like 10,000 pounds of bacon.
Wait a second. How was this distributed? I mean, what did they send you?
They gave me coupons for the bacon, and then I was only supposed to get 1,000 pounds, but I made such a big deal about it. I got like 5,000 army pounds. I ended up giving most of it away.
That's fantastic.
Did the coupons expire?
No, they were not expired.
That's...
And I was like a hero at work. I just give people like 50 pounds of bacon.
Would you tip in bacon?
Yeah, it was good bacon, too. It was Indiana kitchen bacon.
So there you go, man. Here you go. Here's 50 pounds of bacon. I'll tell you what, Gary, if you were my friend and you gave me 50 pounds of bacon, you'd be my friend for life, my friend.
I want a trip to Biloxi, Mississippi, too. So.
Did you bring any bacon with you?
No, there wasn't. that was a gambling trip, but
okay.
It was pretty cool.
All right, that's great. All right, Gary, thanks, man.
Bye.
Guys get 10,000 pounds of bacon.
That is a great prize.
That's amazing.
Kidding me?
That's the best prize ever. Are you kidding?
Oh, I'd have bacon. Oh, I would have heart disease.
God.
Immediately.
Like giving it to your friends. You can give 50 pounds of bacon to your friends. You can afford to go, hey, here's 50 pounds of bacon.
Yeah, I'd probably eat a lot of it myself.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Come on. You know, that would be, I'll tell you what, though, Esmeralda. That would be a, don't you think that would be a good pickup line, though? Hey, would you like 50 pounds of bacon?
Sure.
Go out on a date with me and I will give you 50 pounds of bacon. Because I happen to have 10,000 pounds at home. Oh, that's the best prize I've ever heard. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, Eddie Volkman's listening.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's see, Eddie Volkman, who you guys promote the same commercial.
Yes. I think he got the better deal. But
I think you got, what did you get, $20 and that's
$20.
It? $20.
Cash in hand,
and they I haven't seen it very much now.
No, it's, I think they may have moved on.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Because it's been a while since I've seen it. It used to be in heavy rotation, Esmeralda.
Right.
I used to see it here and I would report to you every time. Yeah.
And they had a contest too.
Who?
To
Eddie
sing.
And Jobo?
No.
Oh.
The United Auto Insurance. They had people sending in videos of themselves singing it.
Right. Let's see. Here's Eddie says, there's nothing wrong with being a dork caller. A 15-year-old Tom Skilling used to call my dad with temperatures from Aurora and get in trouble with his mom because it was long distance back then. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Temperatures from Aurora.
That is the best. I did. That is such a wonderful little detail. Eddie, thank you so much for sharing that.
I wonder if Tom Skilling, once he became a meteorologist, he'd be like, look, Ma, see? Paid off.
All those long distance calls to Harry, they all paid off, man.
Can you imagine that conversation, though, between two of the nicest human beings on the planet?
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God.
I would have liked to have heard a very young Tom Skilling.
Very young. 15-year-old Tom Skilling talking to Harry Volkman. How is that not? Why don't we have that? Eddie, you got any tapes, man? Because I would love. Oh. Gary says, I won $100 and a 3-day stay at Sandals from the lottery for our honeymoon. Oh, that's nice. John says, I live in Indianapolis, and I won tickets to see the Colts in Jacksonville. The best was the fact that it was in December. Unfortunately, there was a huge storm in town that weekend, and my flight down there was canceled. Oh! That's too bad, man. All right. Bunch of more stories here about, well, we want to hear from you guys. Contest junkies, contest winners, prizes, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we also have more stories about people dealing with lifetime supply contests and what they ended up with lifetime supply. 10,000 pounds of bacon, I believe, takes the cake so far this morning. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on Wacker, 18 floors up. And it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. And, John is requesting some canned heat. That's on the road again. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we've been talking about contests. Do you enter contests a lot? Are you one of those contest people? Have you won some cool prizes? Have you won some big stuff? 312-981-7200. Here's one, Esmeralda, that was on Reddit about the whole lifetime supply thing. I have a friend that did an Arby's commercial years ago, and then they gave him an Arby's card that can be used for up to $20 or $25 a day. It's like a gift card that gets topped off daily. One bad thing is he can't save the credit to make a big purchase, the cap of $25. But you can make a purchase every day, though.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. And 20, how much? $25?
$20 to $25.
I mean, that's...
That's a lot of Arby's.
Yeah, that is a lot of Arby's.
It's a lot of Arby's.
A lot of curly fries.
Yeah. That's a great prize. Here's one. When I was a kid, I won 2 free Blockbuster rentals a month for life.
Oh, that's cold.
That's awesome, right?
I mean, stinks because they're not around.
They're not around anymore, right? It says, and it goes on to say, was awesome for a while, not so well. But that's pretty awesome. 2 free Blockbuster rentals a month for life. Very, very cool. How about this? I won a year's worth of burgers from Jack in the Box in college. They gave us 156 cards that would literally work for any burger or sandwich on their menu. I gained about 15 pounds. Then I started to use them as trading tools to get my stoner friends to do stuff. Started with, if you run down to the 7-Eleven and get me some Gatorade, I'll give you a burger card. The cards definitely didn't even last a year. getting your stoner friends to, to do
See,
stuff.
See, that's where we got to go back to bartering.
Yeah. You could have some Jack in the Box burgers. We got some calls coming in too. We're talking about contest prizes, stuff like that. 312-981-7200. Here's Eric on WGN. Hey, Eric.
Good morning. When I was 18, I won the ugliest vest imaginable from Marshall Fields. I had gone there clothes shopping, and it's like, well, we have a contest, fill out this form, and you can win some nice prizes. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Filled out the form. About a month later, they called back and said, oh, congratulations, you won a shearling sheepskin wool vest. And it turned out to be a really expensive vest, but it was the ugliest thing when I got it. I mean, it was blaze orange, so it looked like something that you'd direct traffic with on the Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't think so. This is not my style. So I put it in the closet, kept it there for about 10 years, donated it to Goodwill, and it was worth about $300.
Wow.
Couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's a great story. All right, Eric, thanks. The ugliest vest known to man. Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy. What's up?
I won concert tickets from a radio station about 10, 12 years ago to Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung?
Yeah, when he went on his own from Styx.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to hear the joke. Maybe your dad could tell it.
you want to tell a joke? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what's the first thing you know?
What's the first thing you know?
Oh, Jed's a millionaire.
All right.
Oh, I get a rim shot, huh?
You got a rim shot on that one, Tom. All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
All right, take care. You know, that's got my dad written all over it, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, truly, that joke's got my dad written all over it. All right. About another one here from Lifetime Supply. A friend of mine won Lifetime Sonic on a radio contest. Every month he gets a Sonic gift card for $200. What? Every month he gets a Sonic gift card for $200 and he takes everyone up there for a free meal and spends the rest buying random people's meals. That's pretty cool. $200 a Sonic a month? Man, that's a lot of tots. All right. Contest is what we're talking about. If you want any, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is going to be coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is 2 for Tuesday. You 2 for Tuesday. And that request is from, Roger Badish. Oh, Roger Badish apparently is awake and listening and wanted to hear Quicksilver Messenger Service, 2 for, and that's Fresh Air. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about contests and weird prizes or great prizes and sometimes Lifetime Supply prizes that we've got stories about as well. But we'd love to hear from you guys if you're a contest person and you've won something weird or fun. We can get into that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Another one on the Reddit says, I'm really into competitions, and although I've never won a lifetime supply of anything, I've won years worth of cheese twice. The first time was 12 vouchers, but for the second one, they actually sent me two massive wheels of cheese. They were like 25 pounds each. I cut them up and filled my fridge and freezer and the fridge and freezers of my friends with cheese. It actually froze and defrosted really well. I'll be eating cheese for ages. Two giant wheels of cheese.
Can you freeze cheese?
Evidently you can.
I mean, I know you could freeze, but will it come out wrong, right?
It says it froze and defrosted really well.
Huh.
I will be eating cheese for ages.
Well, I'm glad she's not lactose intolerant.
That's right. Boy, would I like to get milk forever. Lifetime supply of milk.
You got to get yourself in with the milk people.
Who are the milk people?
I don't know, the milk council or whatever. Ask Orion. I'm sure he knows. get you one of those campaigns with the milk mustache.
Yeah, and then I can get milk forever.
Yeah. You get a milk card or something. You go to the supermarket and go, you just nod and go.
Oh,
on the mental floss list, somebody did get a lifetime supply of milk. I think it's number 5 or 6 on that list.
Oh, look at this. In August of 2015, 6-year-old Brady Carpenter got milk, quote unquote, lots of it, during media day at the University of Michigan. The first grader asked football coach Jim Harbaugh, how much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be a quarterback? Harbaugh responded, drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. After footage of the encounter spread, Indiana-based milk producer Fairlife helped Brady on his quest, presenting him with a lifetime supply of milk and inviting his family to one of their dairy farms. Mr. Porter, a spokesperson for Fairlife, tells Mental Floss the boy's prize comes in the form of custom coupons, complete with Brady's photo and a barcode for grocery store scanning, and the family can redeem a free Fairlife milk at their local store. We just went ahead and made the prize pretty open-ended, said Porter. It's just up to the parents to reach out to us as soon as they run out of coupons, and then we'll keep giving them as long as we can, as long as we're still making milk. That sounds like a dream prize. Oh, man. Here's Randy on WGN. Hey, Randy.
Oh, good morning. Hey, I won a prize from Al and Ed on the morning show.
Oh, sure.
Late 80s, like 88.
Yep.
I think that's about when they were there. I won a prize for making the most homemade food that was different. I made a Mexican omelet that I put paste picante cheese in. I mean, paste picante sauce in with cheddar cheese, and I put, when I got done with it, then I put sour cream on top. I won my very first microwave oven.
Wow, you won a microwave oven from Al and or Ed. Now, did they have to taste the food? How did that work out?
No, they just got the recipe over there.
Oh, I see.
Phone. It was a call-in contest, and yeah. I don't remember what the other people's was, but wasn't even a week later, I got me a nice little microwave.
There you go. You got yourself a microwave. All right. All
that's right. And I've been a listener to your show and Steve and Johnny and all the way back to the very first time with Ed.
Eddie Schwartz?
Yes.
Yeah.
With Eddie Schwartz.
There you go. Eddie Schwartz, a legend. All right, Randy.
So
thanks.
I'm a dedicated listener. You do good. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's see. Here is Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I guess I should probably have been Vince Aranda because I've been pretty lucky at your station and other stations. So, yeah, I've won a lot of stuff. The one I remember really well is one of the first things I won from the radio was Chet Kopic was on. He might have been on AM1000 at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it was like your other caller said. I won this really cheesy little Michael Jordan video game, which really wasn't. It was like the 70s football games, remember? With the
right, sure.
Looking like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then I got entered into another thing, and like I said, a month later, I got a call, and I won a numbered autographed Walter Payton lithograph.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so it was really, I had to actually fill out a tax form because it was worth like $800.
Yeah.
So, I got it hanging, it's great. But when you started mentioning the lifetime supply stuff, the one thing, I did not win this, but to this day, it still makes me mad every time I walk down the soda aisle at the Jewel, is I'm sure you remember Ray C.V. Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we all sent our postcards in, and I never, of course, got on. But they gave away a Schwinn bike and all this other stuff. But they also gave away, it was either a year supply or a lifetime supply of 7-Up.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was the prize that I really wanted for some reason. My mom's like, don't you want the bike? I'm like, no, I want the 7-Up. So to this day, every time I see the 7-Up, I'm like, man, I wish I would have won that lifetime supply of 7-Up.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's great. You wanted the 7-Up. That's great.
I wanted the 7-Up, not the Schwinn. I wanted the 7-Up, man.
I gotcha. All right.
Lifetime. All right, Carrie, it right now.
Carrie, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
the kid is going to pick a 7-Up, lifetime supply of 7-Up over a Schwinn?
With all the bells and whistles?
Yeah, man.
I'd want the Schwinn.
Yeah. All right. Oh, is it my dad's on the line? What the hell is going on? Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, man? What are you doing up?
I went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Oh. Well, then, well, I'm glad you got almost 8 hours of sleep. All right. Now,
I won the Bear Fest. I won a Devin Hester autographed football helmet.
Yeah, I know. That thing is cool, man.
And the driver didn't know you yet. You can just push on the gate to into the entrance of the courtroom, courtroom, and so he threw it over the fence.
Wait, what?
He didn't know. He just pushed on the gate to get in, and
so he threw
it over the fence.
He threw. Wait, hold on.
Seeing him throw the football helmet over the fence.
Oh well, no. Well, hold on a second. You're talking about the guy who delivered it to the house.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because you said courtroom, not courtyard.
Not courtroom, courtyard.
Okay, because courtyard. You could have a courtyard at your building, and the guy who was delivering it just threw the whole thing. Okay, I remember this story. Because I thought you started telling... Dad, I thought you went into a joke. I was like, what are you...
No.
No, okay. All right, so they delivered the football
sorry
helmet.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. They delivered the football helmet to you. The guy thought the courtyard was locked, so he threw the thing over the fence.
Right, so he threw it over the top of the 8-foot fence.
And no damage was done.
No damage. It was packed perfect.
Yeah, but no, I've seen it. It's pretty cool. Now, was that just a drawing, Dad? Did you enter like a drawing?
Yeah, it was you fill out a coupon.
Yeah.
At the Bear Fest.
At the Bears Fest. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is really cool, Dad.
Yeah, and then I was in line for the lottery, and there was a Mega Million. The guy in front of me was buying $5 Quick Pick tickets.
Yeah.
And the guy told him only takes one to win, so he tore four of his tickets up.
Anyway, you got a joke there anyway.
All right. Yeah.
Nick!
Yeah. Bonus joke for the week. All right, Dad. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you later. There you go. Hey, Dad, what are you doing up now? I went to bed at 8 o'clock. Oh, man. My dad goes to bed really early if he works like 4 or 5 hours at Jewel. Of course, he's really tired when he gets home. My dad's going to be 77 in September. So, he gets really disappointed. Like I was, we were talking to him yesterday. He worked like, you know, because my dad worked on Sunday afternoon at Jewel and got home around 5 o'clock and was in bed by 8. And I was like, well, Dad, you were tired. You worked all day. But he gets mad. He's like, I can't believe I went to bed at 8 o'clock. Bonus joke this week, Dan.
Right on.
Oh. Yeah, I saw the Devin Hester helmet that he won is really, really cool. It's autographed, and it's an official helmet. Like, you can wear it and run around the house and bang your head. It's like a real football. It's a real football helmet. It's in a case, obviously, you know, but you can open the case if you want to put it on and run around like a loon. At Loon's Pub or Loon's Tavern.
Loon's Saloon.
Loon's Saloon. All right. We got a break here for weather and for traffic, and we're going to wrap up the... the prizes and the contest stuff that you guys are calling in and texting in at 312-981-7200. And then Dan's going to give Esmeralda and I a quiz about TV theme songs. And then we're going to talk about TV theme songs and open up the phone lines for you guys to chat about that as well. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Our own Roger Badish requesting Quicksilver Messenger Service. Who do you love? Apparently Roger's blowing weed this morning. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about winning a lifetime supply of stuff in contests and contests in general, and that's what we're talking about. Here is Dominic on WGN. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I don't know if you remember this part. You were working on a Saturday, and you were doing your movie reviews, and you. This is before I wanted to call what I originally called for. And you wanted a little kids to call up. So we had my 10-year-old daughter, who is now 24, call because you wanted to know their favorite movies. So all of a sudden you said, wait, are you in the rain? We kicked her out of the truck so we could listen to her on the radio.
That's right. I remember that. I remember.
She got in the truck. She was dripping. I mean, pouring.
I totally remember that. I do remember that. That's great.
Okay. So anyways, so Steve Cochran, he's asking people to call. You know, he's a big golfer, and he wanted people's funniest story. So I called. At this time, I was a chemical sales rep, legal chemicals. And I was asked if I would sponsor one of the holes. So I said, sure. So, and then the director of purchasing asked me if I wanted to, you know, come and golf. I said, sure. So he says, okay, you can pick me up at 6 o'clock. Okay, 6 a.m., I'll be home by noon latest. So I pick him up, and our tee time doesn't happen to be till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I said, Mr. Fester, that was his name, what am I going to do? He says, it's an open bar. So I got ripped. I mean, Nick, I don't drink, so I was shocked. So it's my turn. It's my turn to tee. I put the ball in the tee, and I hit the ball. I shanked it. It comes back over my head and hits the purchasing manager square in the forehead. Right, and I'm over. I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing. I got my hands all over the guy. So he goes, just tee off, just tee off. So I go up there. I put the ball back in the tee, and I'm not a golfer by no means. I hit the ball. What do you think happens?
Shanked it again.
Same thing. But now this same guy is away from where he originally was, and I hit him in the back. I was so embarrassed, but they still let me sell to them. That was the amazing part.
That's unbelievable.
So Cochran goes, that's it. I think I was like the third caller. He said, that's it. No more calls. We have a winner.
Yeah.
And I won a golf trip, ironically enough, up to a place called the Double J Rancher Resort of Michigan.
Wow.
But it was so beautiful. And again, I took my brother-in-law. And we got ripped. I don't even remember golfing. But we had a blast.
That's great.
The third thing was, through the MLB Network, I won a replica Ron Santo jersey.
Mm.
And the biggest size they came in was a 3X. So I ordered that. It comes. And meanwhile, my best friend, longest known, his wife goes, she gets cancer. So they had a fundraiser for it. So, and as much as I loved that Ron Santo, I gave it up for the auction. So the auction goes by, and I see this little 9-year-old kid running around with Ron Santo's jersey on his back, and it's a 3X, so it looks like a cape.
Right.
The kid won it for $20.
$20.
And this thing was, yeah, when I looked it up, it was $159.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I won a lot of things through WGN. Yeah.
Well, that's great,
and,
man.
Oh, by the way, if I fall asleep, I set my alarm so I can wake up for jokey
oh,
time.
Oh, that's great, man.
We got to add the gas.
That's great. Dominic, thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good one, Nick.
It. And thanks for listening for so long. That's really nice. That's a great story. Here's Linda on WGN. Hey, Linda.
Hey, good morning. I've won a couple of things, but I always put my husband and my son's names in these things for drawings. And at Dominic's, and this must be about 35 years ago or so, because my oldest one was about 18 at the time, or 19. My younger one was about 12, 14 years old. Well, anyway, they pulled out my husband's name. They called up and said, you're a winner. What size do you need? He says, 3X tall. They says, okay, fine. So about a week and a half later, we get a box in the mail, and he opens it up. He says, this ain't the right size. It's like an extra large, but it's a small extra large and a regular. Well, it didn't fit my older boy. It fit the younger one that was about 14 at the time. So they were both mad because the younger one got the jacket.
Ah, you see? That's because they got the wrong size, so the youngest kid got the prize. That's great. We have to hit the news. Linda, thank you for the call, and we will take a break here and come back with more of the news. And we're going to wrap it up. I got a few more texts here about what contests and winning prizes and stuff, and then we'll do the TV theme songs coming up right after the news, which is next. Welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are here till 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich will be here with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And then after that would be Thursday, followed by Friday. I know the days. All right. So we're going to wrap this up right here with a bunch of texts that you guys sent in. Apparently, Dan, a lot of our listeners enjoy contests.
Yes, and these stories are hilarious.
So here are some of the stories that we've got. I want to read one more of the Reddit ones and then wrap it up with all the listeners. Esmeralda, check this one out. Not a lifetime supply, but my grandpa enters every contest imaginable, every one of them. And he once won free tampons for a year.
You can sell those.
My sisters and I got to take them. The things that he had to post on Facebook to get the entries were hilarious. He wrote things all about being a strong, independent woman. That man has no shame if he can win, even if it's completely useless to him.
Hey, there was this, these people giving advice on winning because they would win all the time. They won just everything and anything. But their thing was the only way you can have a chance to win is to enter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do something with it.
Here's the last one. Won a lifetime supply of Chuck Taylor Converse. Oh, my God. Between the kid winning the milk and this? Basically, they sent me 12 vouchers for a free pair of Converse. You could pick high or low top or any color. I think I still have one of the pairs, and the rest I gave to family and friends. Are you kidding me?
See, how cool is that?
That's the coolest,
man. You don't have to. Presents, no. Done.
Just no, no, I would keep them all. I would keep all my Chuck Taylors.
My favorite from that list was the people who won a lifetime supply of aluminum foil. And so everything was wrapped in aluminum foil, even their Christmas presents that they gave to other people.
You know, like, what's funny? Yeah, that's in there. They wrap everything in aluminum foil, sandwich, fruit, etc. But the potluck dinner cookies that all came wrapped. And then they said they even wrapped their Christmas presents in it. I know I have a friend who does that, who wraps the Christmas presents in aluminum foil.
Why?
You don't have to buy tape. It's quicker.
That is true about the tape.
Yeah.
Who's got the next birthday? Vic.
Everything is going to be wrapped in aluminum foil. All right. Here are some of our listener stories. Doug in Kansas City said, last year I left work on a Sunday morning and checked my lotto ticket. I won $700 and decided to go into the lottery office on Wednesday because it was my day off and my birthday. Wednesday is a play day. I played the same number of tickets as my birthday and won another $700 all in 1 week. Wow. 630 area code says, I won $150 playing Mega Millions when I played more regularly and bought more tickets at one time, but they doubled the price and made it harder to win. I only play when the jackpot is over $200 million, and I only buy 5 tickets when I do play.
One of those people. That always cracks me up. You're like, well, I guess I'll play. It's I'll play over now. So
it's,
much.
It's like $500 million, yeah.
How about you play anytime?
Jen DeSalvo is listening this morning. Hi, Jen. Jen says, when I was 17, my mom won a trip to New York from Kiss FM. Oh, my God. Yeah, man, Kiss FM. But instead of taking me, she made us go to my aunt's wedding. 10 years later, my boyfriend won a trip to Mexico again from Kiss FM. And that trip was what made our relationship. He's now my husband. Well, Kiss FM just giving away prizes, trips left and right. 630 area code says, I won a contest with the WWE in 2005 to play Metroid Prime with a wrestler and see two local shows. They flew me out to Los Angeles for WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame. That's a cool prize right there. Russ said, I want a signed copy from Steve and Johnny of A Little More Less. So their book about Less. 301 area code says, years ago, I kept winning movie tickets every Sunday by answering trivia questions on a radio station until they finally decided to do the old, if you have won within the last month, you can't participate bit. I miss those days. 847 area code says, I won a week in Cancun, all inclusive from Big John Howell. I also won a year's supply of corn dogs in high school. That's a pretty good prize for a high schooler. Well, it's a pretty good prize for an adult, too. Steve says, years ago, I was at Loop Fest. Yeah, man, Loop Fest! And Bird did a contest. Yeah, man, Bird! Bird did a contest for members of the crowd. He asked how Pink Floyd got its name. I knew the answer, and when I went up to get the Loop t-shirt, people were mad and threw cans at me. 224 area. See, that's Loop Fest, man. Bird, he gets those rowdy crowds who like whipping cans. 224 area code says, some years ago, my mom and neighbor entered a drawing for a big block of fudge, and my mom won it. Mary from Roselle says, been pretty lucky myself over the years, but the best was in the 70s when my dad called into WGN for me to sing a song from Annie. It turned out he had to sing, and he won the Annie soundtrack on LP. By the way, Crossword is my favorite ticket, too, Esmeralda.
It's the best one.
Keith in Kansas said, when I was 12 years old in junior high school, I won the Kansas Left Overture album. I don't know why I find that so funny, as well as a jigsaw puzzle that formed the cover of the album. Not a great prize in comparison to what some of the other listeners have said, but one that I've enjoyed hearing from my classmates the following Monday was what they heard my name on the radio. 312 area code says, when I was in college in Oklahoma, I called into WLS because you could hear them down there. I won the Tuscan album, Tusk, by Fleetwood Mac from Yvonne Daniels. Oh, Yvonne Daniels! Yeah, Yvonne Daniels! She's awesome. She was awesome. She sounded somewhat perturbed on the air that someone got through from so far away. 301 says, one time we won a so-called projection TV. It was a piece of crap. You had to assemble this contraption that you strapped to your TV, and it was supposed to project a large image on the wall, and it was a ripoff. And then finally, Peter in Decatur said, there's a book and subsequent movie about a woman from Ohio who entered all kinds of contests in the 50s and 60s. She raised her six kids with her eloquent and funny prose. That was Julianne Moore, Dan.
The woman from Defiance, Ohio?
Yeah, that's it. The Julianne Moore movie. That's what it was based on, her story, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, that movie was from about 12, 13 years ago, but I'm pretty sure that's the one, the Defiance, Ohio.
The prize winner of Defiance, Ohio.
Yeah, and that's Julianne Moore. And, yeah, that's what it's based on. So, all right. Wow. Man, I like the bird story. That's the at Loop Fest getting cans whipped at you because you want a loop. You just want a Loop t-shirt.
It's a hot commodity, man.
Oh, come on.
Couple last texts. 630 Robert says the worst thing about winning prizes though is the taxes that come with it. And then 630, back in the early 80s, WLS had a contest for high schools to call in for a free trip to Great America. We won 3 years in a row. Prosser Vocational High School, 86.
Prosser?
Yeah.
All right, class of 86, baby. Well, there you go. That was fun. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. When we come back, Dan is going to give a quiz to Esmeralda and I involving TV theme songs, and then we're going to open up the phone lines and have you guys talk a little bit about TV theme songs as well.